What's going on, guys? It's your boy B Spellman. I know it's been a minute, and I got some news for you. Just coming from the rap. Black News Channel shuts down 2 years after launch. After months of uncertainty, Black News Channel BNC is shutting down on Friday, just 2 years after its launch. Multiple employees told the rap that they were notified individually that Friday would be the last day of live programming of the Tallahassee, Florida-based network. The channel was launched in February 2020 by former GOP Congressman J.C. Watts and broadcast executive Bob Brilliant to target black audiences they felt were undeserved by other news outlets. One staffer said Friday department had contacted individual employees by phone to inform them that they were beginning to let go. I'm disappointed the way management handled the situation and their lack of transparency, the staff told Rat. I'm saddened because there are so many amazing journalists who care about black and brown stories and truly believe in the concept. Now, with no notice, their lives and livelihoods are in limbo. The news came of the day after Human Resource Department sent out an email saying employees would not be paid on Friday. The March 25th payroll deposit will be delayed. We significantly apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, said the email from Human Resources VP Nicole Collins. We are actively working to resolve this matter quickly. It will advise you with an update soon as possible. Another BNC employee who was not authorized to speak on the company's behalf called the situation crazy. The network, whose majority stakeholder is Jacksonville Jaguars' own Shad Khan, has struggled to draw viewers to generate buzz. Last November, the loss... And just Times reported that Khan invested $50 million in the channel, and December just days before Christmas, the channel laid off at least 80 staffers. More cuts followed, and remaining employees who were not under contract began to bolt. Insiders have told the rap the network had shed more than 120 staffers since Christmas, and the National Association of Black Journalists has also put pressure on Black News Channel after the network was sued by former current female employees for gender discrimination. The allegations point to a sexist workplace where female employees make less than their male counterparts. In the statement Friday, NABJ said the organization is taking steps to assist BNC employees affected by the shutdown. NABJ is exploring ways to assist our members impacted by closing. We encourage members to employ job opportunities across the industry through NABJ Career Center at nabjcareers.org. And sign up for our special database and statement said. As Nelson ratings analysts compiled the rap in 2021, found of 124 cable news channels, BNC came in 123rd with an average of 4,000 viewers on any given show. Fox News was number one, with an average of 261 million primetime viewers each evening. BNC on the Canberra talent includes Sharon Reed, Mike Hill, Mark Lamont, Hill, Charles Below, Yadit, Twiddle, and longtime Washington, D.C. News, and Glendale Walters. Here's my thing. It's like, just like it says here that the allegation point sexist workplace. I think that was stupid. I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't there, but it's always got to be some type of Well, the men are making more money than the women are. I'm like, bruh, come on. And then it was very liberal. It wasn't really split down the middle like it should be. I think you need to be, there's no balance. You know what I'm saying? I think there needs to be a balance in the media. I think it was too left wing. I mean, plus you had Lamont, another a Mark Lamont, oh my Lord. He always tried to debate people, and that's why it ended. And then you got these I guess black feminists with their response, their situation. But that's all I got for you guys. Until next time, guys, be amazing.